And welcome to Food for Thought. I'm Dee Dee McGrail.
I'm sorry, I cannot not laugh when she says Dee Dee McGrail. And I'm Laura Mangone.
And I'm Vinny V.
Vinny V's here.
What? I need a stage
doing
name.
The board. I know, it just cracks me up. I don't know why.
It's like when people try to give themselves a nickname and it just doesn't stick and everything. Like,
I mean,
nah,
Dee Dee McGrail sounds pretty good, but I guess every time you say it, I think like Rosie O'Grady. Like it's that kind of a lyrical
Dee Dee McGrail,
name.
I thought it was better than Dee Dee O'Hara.
Yeah. Sounds like a silent film star.
So,
right?
I would like to start out by
please do
venting about what it's like mm-hmm. in a startup account mm-hmm. at a school for teenagers.
Bom, 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 bom. We need some like...
Okay, some... like there's... I used to have two teenagers. I still have one. She's 18 and a half. Mm-hmm. And I have a 22-year-old. But I never had to serve them food at their...
In
cafeteria.
In a public arena.
So, and I only have an oven.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So we just got our induction burner today, but it's like one little burner. So now I can boil water for pasta. Big
right,
deal.
Right.
And we have a turbo oven for hot sandwiches, but everything has to be done in the oven.
Right.
So that's one challenge. Mm-hmm. And I have kind of figured out, I mean, I do have some common sense, but like tomorrow, for example, I'm doing grilled cheese. Okay?
That's a tough one.
How are you doing it?
Well, I did a tester today.
You did it on a sheet pan?
I did it. Well, I don't even have enough sheet pans. I have to do it on hotel pans. But okay. I set up about 40 sandwiches already, and they're ready to go. But I...
Buttered?
Mayonnaise.
Okay.
Each side.
Mm-hmm.
And put it just in a really hot oven, and you do have to flip it because the bottom tends to not get it
right.
Around.
Yeah.
And it was actually pretty good.
So you're just doing the bread first and then flipping and putting the cheese? And...
No, I have them all assembled.
Oh, okay.
So the mayonnaise is already
okay.
on both sides.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow I'm going to, like 20 at a time, I'm going to put them in the hot oven, then I take them out, flip them, mm-hmm. and then we serve them. But of course, when I put them in the steam table...
They're getting mushy.
Yeah.
Soggy.
So what do I do?
You could put make a layer of aluminum in the hotel pan, crumple up, make like logs of aluminum foil.
Logs.
So, you know, make
I know.
Sausages, long pieces of make
right,
a couple of pepperonis to create a barrier. So you can either
right.
do them long ways or you can make a cross hatch.
Right.
Do three this way and four this way and make a grid. And then lay them on that because it'll give it enough of a barrier that it won't get soggy.
Get soggy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, how quickly are you serving everybody? How do they just all come through in a flash? Or?
Oh, man. It's like the first group comes in at 10:30 and then we get hit
mm-hmm.
with like, I don't know, maybe 50 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then... We serve them all within 12 minutes. They only have
so that was
you know,
my question. So you don't have it covered, right? You don't have the chafing dish covered.
No.
So okay, good.
No, it's open.
That was
but
my...
There's no heat on top. You know, so all the heat
that's
is
okay.
coming from the
that's
bottom.
That's all right.
I kind of wish sometimes it was on top.
No.
So I've been doing
heat lamps.
No heat lamps. So everything's coming from the bottom.
So now, since this is a startup, do you have like? Have they given you like a little bit of a list of items that you your wish list of equipment or no?
Well. It's funny because
I would recommend heat lamps, you know.
It would, you know, when they first started, you know, everybody's there. You know, I had support and the owner of the company and you know, we're mm-hmm. all. But then after a few days, everybody goes away. You're
right.
like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I have no shelving. We're supposed to have another refrigerator. We're shoving things like where you, what you wouldn't believe. We have no freezer.
Wow.
So, are they requisitioning these things for you eventually?
We're end of week two, and they're like, yeah, we're working on it. So, meanwhile, mm-hmm. we're just, you know, we have crates upside down, having everything stored.
Shelving.
You know, underneath, on top of the crates.
You're in a dorm. You're back in the dorm.
It's very challenging.
Milk crate shelving.
And, like, I had to do, and also, well, you know, I knew I was going to get away from a lot of scratch cooking.
Mm-hmm.
But I never knew that I was, you know, for opening up cans of cheese for the nachos and stuff like that. It's hard for me.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So I'm figuring out how to, like, the cheese in a can. Mm-hmm. I've realized to get it nice and hot.
Is it like Cheese Whiz?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
And I'm horrified.
Yuck.
And I hand it to the kids. I'm like, here you go, $4.95.
They love it, I'm sure.
I go out to the tables.
Oh, yeah.
And I talk to the kids. I'm like, how is it? They're like, it's awesome. I'm like, all right. Just as long as you think so.
So what kind of stuff are you making for them?
Well, we started out the first week. The menus have been done for me for the first 2 weeks. When we started out the first week, we were doing banh mi sandwiches. And okay. We were doing mushu chicken.
Nice.
And we were doing... But what we're realizing is what these kids want is... mac and cheese, chicken fingers.
Burgers.
Well, we haven't done burgers yet, but I'm sure that's coming.
Right.
Pizza. You know, those are the hot... I've had to transition, and it's actually a hell of a lot easier
mm-hmm.
when you're ordering, you know, meatloaf that's already done with mashed potatoes that are already done, and you stick them in a steam table. I never thought I would say that. I thought, no, I'm going to do everything scratch. But when you have one oven, it's like impossible.
Yeah.
And there's three of us, including one girl that... is cashier.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are very finicky. The biggest waste so far is with the soup. The kids, if it's like a chicken,
do they all get a complete meal, or
no, they have choices?
Okay.
They can get a sandwich, and what we're trying to do is make the sandwiches more gourmet, because we can make them a few at a time, and they go for students, they go for teachers,
right? So the soups, get back to the soups.
Soups,
so
like they don't touch certain soups. They just don't.
Do they eat chicken noodle?
We haven't done chicken noodle yet. Today we did chicken rice. They ate it all. The other day we did chicken tortilla. Didn't eat any of it.
Hmm. Beef?
Vegetable.
Beef with barley?
Beef, vegetable, barley. Didn't touch it. Hmm. Because if they see the
vegetables?
Word beef.
Right.
No, it's if they see the word beef, they're like, oh no. But... oh, and I did. Have you guys ever heard of walking tacos? Did we talk about walking tacos?
Yeah. I mean, I know about them.
You
but
do?
Yeah. Actually,
they're
horrifying. Setting up for my good friend Anne, who lives in Kentucky, who you know I talk about all the time. Her son got married a little over a year ago. And when we were setting up the venue the day before the wedding, they were getting married in this big, beautiful barn. And Anne and I went with the mother of the bride and some of the bridesmaids and the bride herself. And we're, you know, setting things up, doing floral arrangements, doing all kinds of crap. She had brought a crock pot and brought all kinds of stuff. And she made walking tacos. It was actually, I thought it was perfect. You know, if you're in an area.
Do you know what they are, Vin?
She did that. She also did pulled pork with crumbled Fritos.
Oh,
corn chips on it. You know, they're pretty good.
But you take these little bags of tortilla chips. Right. And they're kind of oversized.
Right.
So you peel it open. Mm-hmm. And then you put in the taco meat. And mm-hmm. then you take some grated cheese, cheddar cheese, and you sprinkle it on. And then you shake it up.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, here you go.
It looks like a train wreck. But it's good because it for the very reason that we like certain nachos and don't like certain nachos. Because every... chip gets stuff on it. I know it's kind of gross though, but
and then they take their little sides of salsa and sour cream and but I've gotten to the point the easier it is. You know, at first I was horrified. I was like, no, we're doing walking tacos once a week. Shiitake's easy
and they like them.
And they like them.
Yeah that's what you have to do.
Absolutely. So yeah, it's challenging. So figuring out the vegetable chili sells out. So the biggest waste so far is soup.
So they're not.
It depends. If beef is in the, if it's in a soup, they won't eat it. But like today we had, I consulted with the other guy. I said, I'm just going to do the meat lasagna because I'm just going to call it lasagna.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And not do the vegetable lasagna. And he said, no, you should do the vegetable too. So I got a case of each. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what?
Nobody touched the vegetable.
All they wanted was the beef. So by the time when we finally ran out of the beef, then occasionally we would get a taker for the vegetable. But meanwhile, there were so many people turned off that we were out of the beef. I got nailed with sandwiches.
Right.
So I don't, it's like for 2.5 hours, you just don't stop.
And how many, so you said they come in waves of 50?
Roughly so 50, like 60, 70.
So, but it's like how many
four
total?
Four lunch periods.
Oh, so you're 200 so plus.
Beef. Once we're 12 minutes in, we know we've got everyone served for the first wave. And then we have another 20 minutes before the next wave comes in. But that's when you're assessing.
Replenishing,
like,
you're seeing.
Okay,
what do I
need? I need this many sandwiches. I need this. I got to put another lasagna in the oven.
Don't you love that? I love that. I love that.
It's fine.
I like. Well, that's like line work. I love that.
I know.
I love that intensity. And then you get through it. And then it's like you could breathe for a few minutes. And then you can ramp up again. I love that. So exciting.
I kind of do too.
Yeah.
I mean, the chaos of it. And
Yeah.
And they've been pretty cool. You know, the kids are pretty cool. But it is, it's definitely challenging. This whole oven only thing is just.
Yeah, you need to talk to whoever about requisitioning some equipment.
And we finally, now we're 2 weeks in. Right. We finally got our induction burner. Because the first one
and
we
got. And they just got one?
Yeah. Because there's also no counter space.
I know, but one?
One. So I made marinara today because I thought that would be a nice addition because the lasagnas looked a little dry.
Like, so you only have one soup. You don't have two soups.
No, well, we heat up the soups in the little crocks.
Oh, okay.
We put in the frozen soup. And then we pour
Not making the soup. The soup is jeez.
It's from Molly's Kitchen, and we chop it all the frozen soup in, and we dump it in, and we dump water in it. We put the lid on, and then we stir it up, and we say, voila!
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. So, now I know what you're saying. I'm thinking you're making stuff from
scratch. And they make fun of me. They're like, I'm like, wait a minute. I open up the can, and I take the cheese, and I put it in there, and I shake it up, and they're like, yeah. And I go, that's disgusting. And they're laughing at me. I go, I'm sorry. I was just doing fancy food for rich people my whole life. Now I'm, shaking up a bag.
Shaking up a bag of canned cheese.
Oh.
Do you get to make the taco meat?
Yeah.
Okay. You get to season it the way you want to season it?
Well, no, but then I got this guy orders me taco seasoning. Have you ever tasted that?
It's salt. It's all salt.
It's salt and sugar and orange food coloring.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. And yeah. I have a giant box of it.
Use it.
And I'm like, I'll just keep using it. What do they care? They think it's great.
I know, but it's not what you're doing to their palate is making everything. They have underlying sugar and everything.
That's the other thing. Here's the worst thing.
How old are these kids?
They're high school, so 9th to 12th graders.
Okay.
And we have coffee kind of in the corner. You know, we have a nice coffee system. And
so they drink coffee?
Well, every once in a while. And here's the other thing that's so funny. The kids at this point are not allowed to have coffee. Now, I'd be pissed because I started drinking coffee at 15, 16, and you get into school at 7:15, and sometimes,
you need a cup of Joe?
And I keep having to go over there and say, hi, I'm sorry, but it's only faculty and, it's teachers that can have the coffee, and
they're so bummed. Why do they put it there,
really?
Then?
Exactly.
They shouldn't have it. They should have it in the teacher's lounge.
I don't think they have one. I don't know.
They should have it somewhere.
So, but here's what's worse. So do you know how many times I have walked up to people and saying, I'm sorry, the coffee is for teachers and faculty. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, you're probably 30, right?
They're teachers?
Because they look like babies.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical.
I've done that half a dozen times.
Do you card them?
So now I have a different approach. I walk up and I go, hi. I go, you're a teacher, right? And they look at me like, yeah. But sometimes you can't tell. There are 18-year-old, 17-year-old boys that are 6 feet tall, and they've got a shadow on their face, and you don't know.
Right. That's very funny.
So I got to change my approach, but It's different.
They should move it. That's just ridiculous that you have to now police them.
No, here's what's funny too.
There isn't a closet somewhere or a cubby someplace.
No, and I try to make signs, but we don't have proper signage. You know, I try to make signs. Sorry, and I put a little sad face. Mm-hmm. Coffee's only for teachers and faculty. But then the sign gets spilled.
Don't they have an office?
Yeah, but this is where they want the coffee. Although you have got me thinking now, perhaps we can change the location of the coffee since the kids can't have it.
Especially if they're watching their costs because you're spending money on everything, all the accoutrement to go with the coffee.
They're not allowed to have coffee. All of the soda, because we get the refrigerators because Coke gives us the refrigerators.
Yeah.
All diet.
No,
sugared soda. But
diet is worse for you than... Yeah.
Load them up with aspartame.
Oh, my God.
But don't let them have any sugar, except...
Are you kidding?
For the iced teas.
There's no regular...
loaded with sugar.
There's no regular soda?
No regular soda. It's a health
thing. Is
that
by request?
But meanwhile, we're doing
it's a health thing.
We're doing like walking tacos and grilled cheeses.
That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
That's insane.
Anyway,
we're running out of time for this
when
segment.
We come back, what are we talking about?
We're going to talk about your party and the food that
yes,
I'm making for your
dinner
party
this weekend.
We can also talk about Shipt.
Shipt.
Sure I enunciate Shipt.
Laura's side hustle.
My side hustle.
When we come back.
When we come back.
Attention all timeshare owners. Is this what you'd like to do with your timeshare contract? Do you own a timeshare and just want out? Thousands of timeshare owners are getting out of their timeshare contracts. With the help of Timeshare Compliance, Timeshare Compliance can legally terminate, tear up, shred, eliminate, trash your timeshare agreement, ending your payments forever, saving you thousands. So whether you're a victim of a high-pressure, dishonest sales agent, or you were misled with what you were buying, or you overpaid and they underdelivered, call Timeshare Compliance now for a free consultation. With one simple call, the trusted professionals at Timeshare Compliance can legally rip up your timeshare agreement and help rip up your financial suffering. You could save thousands. Call now before another payment is due. Timeshare Compliance is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Call 800-726-5390. 800-726-5390. 800-726-5390.
And welcome back for food. Oh, boy.
Good
welcome
job.
Back. Two food for thought. So let's talk about your party.
Yeah.
I know what I'm making.
You are making.
I'm making a really yummy zucchini tart that I have made. I think I made it for you one time.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And
it's awesome.
Vinny, you're going to love it.
No, I can't come.
You can't come.
Oh, really? Come. Oh, bummer.
All right,
scratch it. I'm making meat everything then.
No.
Are there other vegetarians coming?
Mm-mm. Not.
But right now.
I'm going to make it anyway. It's delicious.
Good. I'll be here next week, so we
all
can
right.
all eat
we'll
the
have
it
then. Yeah. Exactly. So it's a zucchini tart, and I don't make my own puff pastry. I buy.
Does anyone still make their puff pastry?
I'm sure there are some people that do, sure.
Is it that much better? I'm not sure that I've ever had it. Is it that much better?
It's negligible. I mean, no. I mean, when you purchase it, the frozen product, I think it's made by Pepperidge Farm. It's pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
So I take two sheets of the puff pastry, lay them out. You have to let them sit in the refrigerator for a day at least to thaw. I put them side by side. So I pretty much make a big sheet, a half a sheet pan size. Mm-hmm. And I mix together ricotta, Parmesan, shredded mozzarella, a couple of eggs, salt, and pepper. Mm-hmm. And I smear that in the bottom of the puff pastry that I've now laid out. Oh, it's uncooked. I make a little bit of an edge. Around the edge,
right.
The outside, I just like roll it a couple of turns just so there's a little bit of a barrier on the mm-hmm. edge. So I smear that all over the bottom of the sheet pan, the puff pastry on the sheet pan.
And then I slice. I've made it a couple of different ways. I've made it with zucchini and yellow squash, but I think tomorrow I'm just going to make the zucchini, or Saturday, the zucchini.
Mm-hmm.
And I slice it not all that thin, maybe of a quarter of an inch slices, and I fan them, you mm-hmm. know, make a nice pretty design all around the whole thing. And then I brush it with a little bit of olive oil, and I put salt and pepper, and then I sprinkle just a little bit of Parmesan cheese. And then I bake it. And what happens is the puff pastry puffs, the zucchini cooks, it has a beautiful layer of the ricotta in there. It's so good. It's delicious. Highly recommend it.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, really good. So that's going to happen. And then I'm also going to make ratatouille. Now, when I make ratatouille for Mario and I just make it in a big giant pot. I put everything in. I saute everything together. It's just like a big stew of vegetables.
Right.
Not for you.
What's happening?
For you, Dee Dee, you get this special treatment. You get this special presentation. I'm going to saute onions and a little bit of garlic. I'm going to throw in some red and yellow peppers, maybe green. I actually like the flavor of green more than red, so maybe green and yellow peppers diced. Throw that in. Let that cook down a bit. I'm going to put some of my marinara, which I always have in the freezer. Put, you know, probably a couple of cups of that in. Let that cook down. Salt, pepper, a ton of chopped up parsley, and a ton of chopped up basil.
Okay.
Mix it all up. I'm going to smear that in the bottom of a casserole dish.
Okay.
And then I'm going to fan out alternating slices of tomato, eggplant, zucchini, and yellow squash, and keep repeating all around the entire dish.
Okay.
Then when I'm done with that, I'm going to mix together some olive oil, more like chiffonade basil, chiffonade parsley, maybe some thyme, maybe some oregano. I don't know. I haven't figured out my topping yet.
Mm-hmm.
Garlic and olive oil, and make, you know, like make almost like a pesto with it,
mm-hmm.
and drizzle that around the whole top of it.
Okay.
Cover it up, bake it. It's going to be beautiful. So it'll have a little bit of the marinara. Oh, I'm sorry. I put a little bit more marinara on the top.
So it'll be served in a casserole
dish? It'll be served in a casserole dish. You will be able to take a hunk of slices, you know, alternating tomato, eggplant, zucchini. I keep wanting to say green zucchini. Zucchini and yellow squash.
Okay.
But it'll have this unguisousness on top of it. Doesn't that sound good?
Sounds very good.
I know. Can't wait.
Since I'm making as a main course, I want to make bouillabaisse.
Yeah.
So we'll just serve that on like little side dishes.
Yeah. Perfect. Yep.
So, I mean, I've made bouillabaisse a million times.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to think, how can I make it a little different? I guess usually I always do mussels and clams.
Yeah.
Shrimp.
Yeah.
Often scallops.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to not, I've never done lobster tail. I tend to just do the shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
And then some kind of
tough white fish.
Yeah.
Cod or haddock or.
Or tuna or sword, or what do you typically put?
I usually put cod. Cod or haddock.
That's
what I usually do. I think it soaks up the, you know, I think a sword or a tuna. I don't think of that
about the cod. It kind of. I mean, I love it, but the cod kind of falls apart.
It does. You have to be a little gentle with it, and I usually put it strategically, place it if I'm serving it in a big, you know, cauldron.
Yeah, you know, I've done that before. I do the cod separately, mm-hmm. and then I carefully place that piece of cod in the center.
Yeah.
And then I pour around the rest of the stuff so it doesn't really get disturbed. So you have this like little chunk in the middle.
Or I would actually make, I have this big thing that I usually would serve it in, and I put all the shellfish around the outside, and I put the cod in the middle so it's easy to get to it.
Now I want to make the...
I can't wait.
The rouille, of course.
Yes.
But kind of sucks that I have an electric oven stovetop, because I can't roast my own peppers unless it's not the same when you do them under the broiler.
I know, but if you don't have it,
I could light a fire and hold them over that.
You could do them in there.
What would you do? If you like, we're looking at my wood stove right now.
We're looking at her wood stove that's blazing away right now.
Why don't I just stick the peppers in there and put them on a log?
You could do that.
And maybe they'll get to be smoking.
But they're
going to
get too soft and fall apart. Maybe you need to put them on.
Maybe you put them, like, skewer them like marshmallows.
No, because then they'll still fall apart. They'll get mushy. I mean, if you're super careful, you probably could put like a sheet pan in there.
Or if I could find a little grate, like a grate that I could rest on top of the...
Have the grill, the grate from your... Yeah, that'll work.
Then I'll put it on top of the... All right, this is a lot of work here.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, that, I wonder if that will fit in there.
We'll see. I'll find something.
That'll work. So there you go. Helpful hint of the day.
Have you ever done a spin on Rui?
If you need to roast some peppers and you have a wood stove, just take the grate out of your outside barbecue and just shove it in there.
Why not?
It'll work.
Have you ever done a spin on Rui? Or does it always have to be, is it classic is better?
Classic is better.
Yeah.
Just.
I mean, what more can you do? It's kind of... So, and then what kind of bread?
Nice crusty bread.
Nice
crusty semolina bread. I like crusty semolina, personally.
Where do I get good crusty semolina bread when you're not in Brooklyn?
I was just going to say Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn. Hoboken is the closest place from here.
I know.
Actually, they have a pretty decent one at the bakery section in ShopRite.
Do they?
They do. It's a whole loaf. It's a Calandra's loaf, semolina loaf, and it's usually football shaped.
Right.
It's whole.
Right.
Not sliced.
You don't want me to make garlic bread? Is that too much?
No, don't make garlic bread.
Okay. What should we have for dessert?
You don't need it because we're all going to be dipping it in there.
Right. We're going to be dipping it in the broth.
Yeah.
So I want to make this, whenever I do bouillabaisse, especially for... a dinner party, mm-hmm. I make my own fish stock. I've already got the fish heads in the freezer.
Nice.
But I'm using salmon.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's fine, right?
Absolutely.
Because I've used other... Some people will argue that it's too strong.
No, I disagree.
Okay.
I think the stronger the better, quite frankly.
Me too.
Yeah.
You want it to taste like fish.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always love people who are like, it's kind of fishy. Well, yeah, it's fish.
That's because it's fish. That's why it tastes fishy. It's fish. It's not chicken.
Or bluefish. Didn't we have this discussion about bluefish?
And I love bluefish. I grew up on bluefish. That's kind of the only fish we ever ate when I was
a
real kid, because that's what we were catching down the street.
I loved it.
I love it.
With a dredge it in flour. Fry it up and then just serve it with some chopped tomatoes and garlic and sliced and chiffonade basil.
Flour, and my mom would put a little bit of cornstarch in the flour so it would get like kind of crispy. And just lemon. And she also would bake it often, or she would put it on the grill. She'd make little packets and she'd smear butter. That was my job when I was a kid. I would smear the melted butter or the soft butter in the bottom of the tinfoil packet. And she'd put a piece of fish and she would slice tomatoes and put that on it. And then we would just squeeze lemon on it. And sometimes she would put a little thinly sliced onion on it. And then wrap up the packets and put them on the grill. Oh my God, delicious.
I remember... when I read the audiobook of Kitchen Confidential, and Tony Bourdain was talking about, he was cooking, I think it was like an audition for some fancy restaurant, and he had to do a fish dish. And so the way he prefaced the conversation, he was like, now, I know a lot of people would want me to do some Chilean sea bass or swordfish or halibut, but I decided, and I was thinking to myself, I'm like, he's going to do bluefish. He's going to, and sure enough.
And he did, yeah.
Which I thought took a lot of balls.
Yeah.
But again, I think foodie.
I think it's a nice fish. I like it.
Because, you know why? Because it tastes like fish.
It tastes like fish. And I guess maybe it was my first experience. You know, I grew up on it.
Cod to me doesn't taste like that much.
No, it's pretty benign.
I feel like I have to jazz it up, you know?
Subtle, you know, it's like flounder or sole or, you know, they're pretty benign.
Now, should I put wouldn't be traditional in bouillabaisse, although there's just 1,000 recipes for it, but squid or anything like that?
I don't think you need to.
No?
No.
That's more Italian.
You don't need to break the bank on this, right?
Well, it's not. No. It's for a few people. It's not like it's for 20 people.
No, there's enough yummy stuff in there. I don't think you need it.
And maybe.
I can't wait.
Where can I get, this is always hard for me, and I tried to get it from a bakery nearby, and she said no. But I want to get
the baker
good,
said no?
Yeah. Because as far as I know, to get that good Belgian chocolate, you know, the thick slab that you get from commercial kitchens?
Yes.
I want that so I can chop it up. I want to make the grilled bread with melted chocolate.
She
just said no.
You wanted to buy a piece from her? She wouldn't let you?
No. No, she's really mean.
That's not nice. How much do you want? I'll bring you some.
Wait, how do you know?
No, I'm not kidding. I will bring you some.
From the restaurant?
Yeah.
Well, how much does it cost? Is it expensive? I'll buy it from you.
You know what? I don't know off the top of my head.
Well, first we're going to have to see if anybody else can come aside from you. Because I'm hoping, I think my one friend Young.
Right.
And I don't know, you just heard me on the phone with Ivy. I don't know about her.
Don, are you coming tomorrow?
Don's coming.
All right, Saturday. So there's four of us. Sounds like a party.
Next time.
And Mario.
Oh, Mario's coming too?
I'm fairly certain. I'm 99.9% sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I think we have a bottle of, do you guys drink Sambuca or after dinner things?
He does. I used to. I don't anymore.
No. Okay. Don't we have a bottle of Sambuca somewhere?
Yeah, in my house.
Oh, darn. It's at his house.
Do any good.
Oh, well. So it should be good.
Should be good. So you asked me earlier, I have a shirt on for this company that I started working for about a year ago.
Side hustle.
So as you know, I'm not at the restaurant as much as I used to be. I have a lot of flexible time. I'm at the restaurant. I'm doing stuff online. Now I can literally work my job from home in my pajamas. Sometimes I do. So unless I'm, you know, have to see a client or go set up at a party or physically have to be baking or whatever. How it started is my niece was looking for a job and I was online looking for these opportunities to give her some insight and, you know, why don't you try this company? Why don't you try that company? And I became familiar with this company, which is called Shipt. It's Shipt. And it is a company that basically it works like Uber. It's an app on your phone. Customers place their order at nearby stores.
Oh boy.
And I am a Shipt shopper, which means that when I'm available, I can open up my app and see what jobs are available or what orders are available. I can choose to take it or not take it. And I go to the store and I have their entire order on my phone. I fulfill their order. So I shop for them. I'm like a personal shopper. So I shop and then I deliver it. And some of the orders are shopping and delivering. Some of the orders are just, you know, certain stores like ShopRite has their own in-house shoppers.
Yeah.
So some of them I'm just going to pick up and deliver. And it's, you know, it's really fun. I've been doing it in my spare time. Usually, generally, when I do it, it's between 5 a.m. and 8 a.m. because I'm up and I see what's available. And the store is literally 4 minutes from my house. So I'll go do it then. And then, like, on the way home, if I'm at work on the way home, I'll see if there's anything available. If I'm running around picking up donations for Guatemala, you know, if I'm up in Flemington, I'll open it up and see if there's something on my way. And it's pretty cool. I mean, you pretty much, you can average between $20 and $30 an hour if you're, you know, diligent about doing a lot of orders. I usually don't do more than 3 or 4 orders in a day.
So how much does it cost the client in addition to their groceries?
In addition to their groceries, actually, we're running out of time.
Well, when we come back,
talk some more when we come back.
was quick.
That's yep.
Explore the river towns of New Hope and Lambertville and be part of the fun. Shop in the area's most unique stores, from antiques to toys to apparel, and you're sure to find a one-of-a-kind treasure. Make a reservation at one of Lambertville or New Hope's variety of dining options for dinner, wine, beer, or an artisan cocktail. Indoors or out, grab an ice cream cone to enjoy by the river for the first Friday fireworks. Create memories that will last a lifetime at the river towns of New Hope and Lambertville, where everyone is welcome. Visit DelawareRiverTowns.com.
Welcome back to Food for Thought.
We're back.
We're talking shipped.
Yeah, give me questions.
So how much does it cost when somebody has you do an order? How much does it cost the client in addition to their shopping order?
I believe it's $10 per month to belong, to become a shipped client.
Yeah.
And then I believe it's a percentage of your grocery bill.
Like what percentage?
I don't know. I have never signed up as a shipped customer.
So they pay $10 a month, which people don't even, it's like Netflix. It doesn't register. Exactly. You're like, yeah, whatever. Like exactly. That doesn't even count.
Exactly.
And then.
And it's a percentage. They
pay probably like 10%.
I would say it's probably 10.
And so they pay $10 that goes to shipped, mm-hmm. plus the $10 a month.
Yeah.
Plus they're tipping you.
Correct. I mean, I'm getting paid, you know, each available order has a dollar amount on it because it's estimating how long it's going to take me to shop for that. Each item, each line item will say what store you're shopping at, where it's getting delivered, what time it needs to be delivered. So it's either between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. it needs to be at their door, but that could be 6:01 or 6:59.
But then how do you find a store that's open that early?
Oh, they're all open.
At 5, 6 a.m.? I don't know grocery stores that are open that early.
Target is open that early. Whole Foods is open that early.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So ShopRite is open that early.
At 6 o'clock?
Yeah. 6 a.m. every day, baby.
Wow.
Yeah. Mario and I literally have been, or for the past 3 years, we've been in ShopRite between 6 and 6:15 on a regular basis, getting stuff for work or getting just stuff for home, because we're both up early. I mean, we are up. We like have
and a, it's nice to go but it's not
by
busy.
Noon, we've like had a full day. Yeah. Yeah.
So the person that had you get 3 bags of kitty litter.
Which was crazy. I did this order today, which was a long order. It took me about an hour to do. It had a lot of toilet paper, paper towels, dish soap, laundry detergent. It had some big items. Also bins, like Tupperware bins, like if you're cleaning out a garage, you're going to be putting things in those bins. Yeah. A couple of those. So it was like big, not only big ticket items, but big size items. Mm-hmm. And also a Hewlett Packard laptop that was on the order.
What?
Yeah. A laptop. It was supposed to be an 11.5 inch HP streaming laptop.
And where'd you get the laptop?
Oh, this was all from Target. So
Target does groceries too?
Target does groceries too.
One stop shop.
Yeah. Target does everything. So the laptop was supposed to be an 11.5 inch HP streaming and it was $179.99. And generally when they're placing their order, there's a sync up with the store to see what their inventory is. So they know that it's there.
It's there, yeah.
There was one left in inventory. Wow. And when I got there, it was gone.
Wow.
So now I'm doing, you know, now this is where you're a private shop. You're a personal shopper. Yeah. I'm now talking to the guy in the electronics department, anything comparable, blah, 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 blah. So for $20 more, rather than $179, it was $199. He got the exact same features on an HP 14 inch. So we got
you know, for $20 more, he got a larger screen. He was thrilled. Yeah. Actually, he tipped me $20. So it was like, it was awesome. It's really fun. And I've just been doing it periodically. And I kind of love it. But now that I just did a post on Facebook today, you know, now that the weather's going to be cruddy and.
Yeah.
A lot more people want to, you know, if you don't want to go out, it's called Shipt. You can look it up. We shop from quite a few stores. It depends on what area you live in. Mm-hmm. Like in Princeton, the stores that we shop are Whole Foods, Target, ShopRite, and there's one other, but I never go to it, and I can't think of what it is. I usually do those three stores, and that's it.
So do you have a time limit on when you have to be back with the foods and stuff?
Well, on the order, it says needs to, the time frame that they give you, the 1 hour time frame, is when it needs to be delivered. So I work backwards from there, and they give you an estimate on what the time should be. Like, they'll say it'll take you 40 minutes to get these 17 items in four categories. Like, they break it down.
Mm.
I think it's ingenious. Personally, I think it's great. And also, as a Shipt shopper, I can use Shipt. Have yet to do that, but I can use it free without charge. So I can place an order, have another Shipt shopper will bring it to my house.
Okay.
And I don't have to pay for it.
Okay. I think what y'all need is a good zombie apocalypse, because this is too much. You know, just get in the damn car and get your stuff, man.
No, I like doing it. It's fun.
Pay 10% and tip and, yeah, convenience. Blah. You know?
Plus, you can do it within an hour.
I used to order online.
You can place an order. So, at this very moment, we could place an order, and within 1 hour, it'll be here.
Even in...
Well, it depends on your area. I don't
know. My area?
I don't know.
Nowheresville?
When we get off the phone, when we get off the air, I will look up your area and see. Yeah, probably.
Like, yes.
So think about it. You're doing your prep. No, but if you're doing your prep, you're in the middle of, you know, working.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Back in the day, and you're just like, oh, crap, I forgot to get a bunch of dill. Wouldn't that be worth $4 or whatever the percentage of...
So someone is going to get in their car and go pick up some dill and bring it to me.
If they want to take...
Is there a limit on it? What you have to buy in order to get the...
I've never done it from the other side of the coin, so I don't know. The smallest order I've ever done is for 4 bags of ice. And I did that in the summer. It was literally 4 bags of ice.
Wow.
That's shameful.
And they actually, you know, I think the bill was probably $10, and they gave me $10.
So you've been doing this for a
while. People have too much money.
Well, I'm happy for it, because in my spare time, not that I have a lot of spare time, but I have a very flexible schedule, so it's working for me. I love it. Plus, it's all, you know, direct deposit goes right in my account. They give me a card. You know, I have a Shipt card that they load whenever I accept an order. They load on the card the quantity.
When you go to the store.
So I go to the checkout. And it's tax exempt. Mm-hmm. They're a tax exempt company. So they scan my phone, put the order in, charge it. I take a picture of my receipt to submit it. I think it's ingenious. I mean, granted, I'm making money off of it, but I think it's ingenious.
No, I've noticed that more and more things are available just delivered.
Yeah.
You know, you just call a place up, and what is that the thing?
Grubhub.
Yeah.
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 Anything, Grubhub, any restaurant, right. Anywhere. Yep.
It's just amazing.
I've used it. Mm. Absolutely.
I used to use ShopRite, and I would order it, but. They would load everything up.
Shop
and I'd
right
come
from
pick
home.
It up. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to do that. I actually still have my lists on my phone. Remember, I used to do that a lot, and it's that
saves
I thought is a huge save, because I would have, categorized lists. Right. Like in the summertime, if my nieces and nephews or my siblings were coming and we were going to have a barbecue, I literally would go click, 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 and I would have all of the ingredients for, you know, what I would need for the barbecue that I would have on a weekend, whether that means I'm making burgers and dogs or I'm making chicken and zucchini and what, you know, every item is already in there.
Wow.
Yeah. It's cool.
You're quite organized.
I love technology. I'm making use of it.
I mean, this thing
is like Uber. It's like I'm an Uber driver. You know, it's like I see what's available. I say if I want to do it.
What if
I don't
the person
do
just
it.
Gets stranded? Like nobody wants their order. Do they just?
I don't know how that
SOL?
Works. I think they incrementally because there's a couple of tricks to it. Like if you wait to the last minute to accept an order, the price goes up. So at 5 o'clock in the morning, if there's an order that needs to be delivered between 8 and 9 and I see it at 5 a.m., it might say the pay on it is, you know, $15 to $20. But if I wait until 7 o'clock or 7:30, and now there's only a half an hour leeway for it to be there between 8 and 9, that price jumps.
To what?
It could double sometimes.
Wow.
So it's, I don't know how they present that to the customer. I don't know if they're now saying to the customer, there is not a lot of shoppers in the area. You know, if you want this within this time frame, you have to, you know, pony up. Or I don't know how that part of it works. But I know.
And how long has this company been around?
It started down south, and I think about 5 years ago. It generally
and
was
are they
just
privately
in the
owned?
South. I really don't know, Deirdre. I mean, it's all so...
I just don't know how this is sustainable.
Well, it's all over California. It's all over New York. It's spread all over the country now. That's a giant... there's a Shipt shopper lounge on Facebook. There's like 287,000 members. So it's a big company.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, can
so
we...
when you see the commercials for Target, Target specifically uses Shipt. So if you're going into a Target store, Shipt is the company that's going to be delivering your stuff. You'll see it on the commercials when they promo, you know, have your stuff delivered. You'll see this flying saucer, green flying saucer logo. That's Shipt.
So I wonder if I should do this. Maybe I should side hustle this.
Well, I think my girlfriend Anne in Kentucky, we were talking about it today because, as I said, I posted something on Facebook. I mean, I don't do it very often, but I should, like, give a shout out to, you know, we're supposed to be sort of, you know, letting people know about it to get more customers. Like the back of my shirt, not this one, but the backs of my shirt say, have your groceries delivered with the, you know, the website. So Anne saw it and she was like, what's going on? You know, explain this to me. So I did. And now she's looking in her area. She said, oh my God, there's like 15 stores in my area that use this service. So she can do it as well. I mean, she has a very flexible job that she works in the morning and then she works again in the afternoon. So,
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it's right because I looked this up for my niece. Meanwhile, I got involved in it. But it's I like it. It's a lot of fun. Plus, it's interesting. Every order's different. Plus, you meet some really cool people. You know, I have to say there's quite a few elderly people, you know, so it's either their kids are ordering for their parents. Mm-hmm. I always have pepper spray with me, which I haven't carried that since I was, you know, used to work late in the city. You know, when I was working in the city and I would work late, I would always shove a little thing of pepper spray in my pocket. I have that with me now just in case.
I have a pepper spray story.
You do? Let's hear it.
So it was many years ago and I was going running in the morning and I used to run super early, you know, maybe 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I used to bring my pepper spray. Mm-hmm. And so, but I had never used it, but I just always had it like on this little keychain thing. And so I'm running and I'm running up to the YMCA in Flemington and it's not even open yet. Mm-hmm. And
I know that road.
There's no cars.
That's a desolate road.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's no cars or anything. And I'm standing there in the parking lot with nobody there. And I decide to test the pepper spray. And I held it up and I went, and it was backwards, and it shot right in my eye.
Oh, no.
So I freaking out and running around in circles, and I was actually pounding on the door of the Y, and the guy, like the facilities guy, who hadn't quite opened yet, and I was like, help me! And then open the door. I was like, I got pepper spray in my
I did it to myself.
And what did you do? You just flushed it out?
I just flushed it out. And
it took a while. Oh, it's a...
Yeah. It's like rubbing... It's like if you were chopping jalapenos and then all of a sudden
you rub your eyes. Yeah.
It's like you're on fire. Right. And you just can't... Yeah. That was my time. Yeah.
Well, I carry it with me.
I have a quick question. It's quite a shift, though, from shipped.
Shipped.
It's a shift. And you have to really... Shipped.
Alliterate when you say the word because people think you're
saying shit.
No, it's ship.
Shipped.
S-H-I. P is in Peter. T is in Thomas.
What is the name? You know those little hard almond cookies, Italian. They come in a can.
Pizzelles.
They come in these wrappers. You know, you get them at Christmas a lot. They're big reddish, like a red design can, tin can. And all the little hard almond cookies are wrapped up into wrappers.
The amaretto cookies?
I don't know. They're hard. You dip them into coffee and stuff.
Yeah.
So when I was growing up, I remember grandfather used to have us at the end of dinner when we would have these cookies. And I did do it as an adult, but not in probably 30 years. Mm-hmm. You take the wrappers of the cookies and you flatten them out. You try to get all of the wrinkles out of them.
Yeah.
And then you roll them up around your finger into a little tube. You try to get it as tight as you can. Mm-hmm. And you take the tube and you balance it on your plate so it's standing up.
Yes.
And then you light a match on top, and whoever goes to the ceiling gets their wish.
What do you mean goes to the ceiling?
Because the little papers, they start to raise up. And all the there's like sparks, and you know you have to like not worry about your rugs and stuff. And
try not to set your house on fire.
Right. Well, but sometimes you'll get one that shoots to the ceiling, and that person gets their wish.
And you're lighting it from the top or the bottom?
Let's do it tomorrow. I mean, Saturday.
Do you have any of those little things?
I don't know. I don't even know where you get them anymore.
Well, I will probably be at the store at 5 a.m., so I'll look for them.
Thank you very much. But yeah, I did it once at a dinner party in my 20s, and it worked. Somebody's went to the ceiling.
And you didn't set the house on fire.
We did not.
Okay.
We just vacuumed.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. We're out of time.
We are.
And thanks for listening, everyone, on our little show, Food for Thought.
And if you want to stay home in your jammies and have groceries delivered, go online and look up shipped.com.
S-H-I-P-T.
And put your zip code in, and you'll find out if you have
a shipped driver in your area.
I
might be me.
That's right.
See you next week.
Bye.